Everyone to another edition of Community in Depth. I am very excited to chat it up today with Kelly Jo Greiner. She is with the Minnesota Board on Aging. She is the Medicare Programs Manager, and we are going to talk about Medicare and some just details about that that I think that a lot of people have questions about. Kelly Jo, thank you for your time today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I am really looking forward to our conversation.
So when people find out what you do, do they start telling you, why is it so complicated, and start asking you questions? Can you go anywhere socially and not have to spend time answering everyone's questions? I mean,
yeah, I get a lot of Medicare questions. And the interesting thing is I've been working with Medicare for more than 30 years now. And every year things change. So I never reach a point where I think I know all there is to know about Medicare. So it's continuously a learning process because things change from year to year, as I'm about to share with your listeners, and many of them are probably already aware of some of the changes that are out there.
Is that good or bad that they change all the time?
Well, I have to say, I think it's challenging. I think if things were a little more stable, Medicare beneficiaries would be a little bit happier. Every year we see plans change, we see plan coverage change, we see premiums change, and benefits change as well. So it's constantly having to keep up with what is happening for that next year to make sure that you have the right coverage that is going to take care of your Medicare services and your needs in the following year. And this year, what we have seen are many, many plan changes. We have many plans in Minnesota that are withdrawing from the Medicare Advantage market. And before we get into Medicare Advantage, how about if I just talk a little bit about the four parts of Medicare?
Thank you.
Okay. There are four parts to Medicare. There's Medicare Part A, which primarily covers your hospital and your inpatient services. For most people, that is premium free. You don't pay a premium for that service. And you get that for most people when you turn age 65. Medicare Part B covers your physician services and your outpatient care. And that does have a monthly premium and an annual deductible. And then there's Medicare Part C, which is Medicare Advantage. And those are private insurance plans that cover your Medicare Part A, Part B, and what I'm going to talk about in a minute, Part D, all through one plan. And every year we see changes with Medicare Advantage plans, and we are definitely seeing that this year. Then there's Medicare Part D, which is the prescription drug benefit. And one other thing I want to mention that some of your listeners are probably aware of and may already even have, is there are what are called Medigap policies, and those work with Medicare Part A and B. So they fill in those gaps of Medicare A and B that are not covered. And that works with what we call original Medicare, which is Medicare Part A and B. So that is basically it in a nutshell in terms of the four parts of Medicare.
So Medicare is something that everyone is entitled to in the United States once they turn 65. Is that correct?
For the vast majority of people, in order to get Medicare, you have to have had 10 working years in this country in order to qualify. And so that basically is determined by Social Security, what they call work quarters. People work for what totals up to be 10 years of basically full-time employment is the way that it works at this point in time.
Do you have to do anything if you are less than 65 and you're looking ahead to turning 65? Or how do you go about enrolling in this?
Right. What you should do, and for your listeners that are getting close to age 65, if they are going to retire, they should start looking at plan options at least 3 months before their 65th birthday. And that is because you can enroll in Medicare 3 months before your 65th birthday, the month of your 65th birthday, and 3 months after. So that is what's called the initial enrollment period for Medicare. So it's a 7-month period that people have to first enroll in Medicare when they become eligible. And the way that you do that is you contact Social Security. And for most people that are turning age 65, if they are collecting a Social Security check, their enrollment will be automatic. If they're not collecting a Social Security check, they need to call Social Security to enroll.
So you don't necessarily have to take Social Security if you wanted to defer that and wait in order to take Medicare.
You don't have to take your Social Security to get Medicare. That is correct.
So Medicare is an insurance, basically, right?
Yes, it is insurance coverage. It is very broad coverage in terms of who it covers. And there are basically 4 different groups of people covered by Medicare. There's people age 65 and older that have that 10-year work history. They get premium free. There are people with disabilities that have had Social Security disability for 24 months or longer. They become eligible. Then there's people with end-stage renal disease, and this can be people of any age. In fact, it can include children. We have a couple of children in Minnesota that are on Medicare due to end-stage renal disease. And then the final group is people that have ALS, otherwise known as Lou Gehrig's disease. So those are the 4 groups of people that have Medicare and are eligible for the Medicare program.
Kelly Jo, how was that determined that those 2 certain diseases were included in Medicare and others aren't?
That's a very good question. End-stage renal disease was added in the 1970s, and it had a lot to do with people that had kidney disease talking to their legislators and members of Congress. ALS was the same situation, adding that because it is such a critical disease that there was a lot of advocacy on behalf of family members to get people covered under Medicare that had that disease. So it basically is really talking to your members of Congress and working towards getting additional things covered under Medicare, and hopefully it's something that can be affordable under the Medicare program as well. I want to talk just a little bit about what's going on in Minnesota with Medicare Advantage right now, because I think that is probably affecting a lot of your listeners and they're wondering what's happening. The UCARE Medicare Advantage plans are ending as of January 1st, and there are 158,000 Minnesota Medicare beneficiaries that have that plan. All of those people have to change plans for January 1st. Now, they may choose to wait because they have a longer period to enroll in a plan, but here's the problem. If the UCARE enrollees do not do anything, they will start the new year with original Medicare Part A and B, and they will have those copays and deductibles under Part A and B. What they will not have is they will not have any prescription drug coverage, none whatsoever. So we are encouraging people to please don't ignore this situation. It's important you select and enroll in a plan so you have coverage January 1st. You have options. Your options include going with original Medicare A and B and purchasing a Medigap policy. You can do that without any health screening, otherwise known as underwriting, or you can enroll in another Medicare Advantage plan offered by the other companies that are still available in Minnesota. And what we hear from Medicare beneficiaries all the time at Minnesota Aging Pathways, which used to be the Senior Linkage Line, is that there's several things people are very concerned about. Number one is their provider. They do not want to have to change providers when they have an established relationship with their doctor, with their clinic. They know what hospital they want to go to. So being able to stay with their current provider is very significant for these folks. The second thing is, are their prescription drugs going to be covered? Every plan has a different formulary, and they all cover different things. And so it's important people find out, are their prescription drugs going to be covered? The third thing is, are there going to be premiums, copays, and deductibles? And if so, what are they? So those are the three primary things. And you may be wondering, okay, how do people find this out? There is a tool, an online tool. If you have computer access, you can go to www.medicare.gov and look at the Medicare Plan Finder. You enter in some information about yourself and about your medical situation, and what will appear are all of your plan options that are going to cover your drugs, should include your providers, and it will let you know how much those plans are going to cost you per month. And then they also give you an aggregate for the full year on what the plan is going to cost you. So we encourage people all the time, if you have computer access, to go look at the Medicare Plan Finder and see what options you have for this next year. For people that don't have computer access, we encourage them to do one of two things. Call 1-800-MEDICARE. They're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They help people look at plan options and enroll in plans. Or if you don't mind a long phone wait, call Minnesota Aging Pathways, which used to be the Senior Linkage Line. And that number is 1-800-333-2433. We are open 8 to 4:30 Monday through Friday. And as I said, we have very long wait times right now. We have never seen a call volume like this. We're getting about 2,000 phone calls a day. Oh. Normally, we get 200 to 300. So that just goes to show you the UCARE situation. And then also, there are other plans that are leaving zip codes and counties in certain areas of Minnesota. So that those folks need to choose a new plan as well. So we really are seeing in Minnesota this, I call it the perfect storm, as I'm sure a lot of other people have said when they've been talking about it. It's like every facet of Medicare is changing for these folks, for changing for a lot of folks, and they have to make plan decisions so they have adequate coverage and the right coverage starting in January. We are here to help people. 1-800-MEDICARE is here to help people. And if you have computer access, you can go on the Medicare Plan Finder tool.
Kelly Jo, why did UCARE decide to end? Was that a Minnesota plan or was that national?
Yeah, UCARE is a Minnesota-specific plan. They had been in the market for many years, and it was for financial reasons that they are no longer going to be offering Medicare Advantage plans. They may get back in the market. You don't know. They may come back in, but they will not be in for 2026. That much we know for sure.
And how many plans would you say we have to choose from in Minnesota?
I think right now with Medicare Advantage plans, we've got about 45 to 50 to select from. And the thing I want to mention is you may see that, for example, and I'm not promoting or telling you to look at this plan, but let's talk about Medica. Medica has more than one plan offering. So when I say we have 45 to 50 plans, they are multiple plans with the same company, but they offer different coverage levels. We have some plans in Minnesota that have zero premiums, but they have copays and deductibles in most of those situations. We have plans in Minnesota that offer what are called supplementary benefits. They may cover vision, dental, hearing aids, gym memberships, some grocery discount cards, and it varies from plan to plan. And that's another complexity with Medicare, is you can't set up all the parameters and say every plan is going to have everything that I want under Medicare Advantage. You're going to have to look into it and find out what plan is going to work for you. Now, with Original Medicare and a Medigap policy, there are no provider networks in that situation, and they cover everything under Medicare, and you can go to any provider that participates in the Medicare program. The one thing about Original Medicare A and B with a Medigap policy is you also, if you choose to go that way and want drug coverage, you have to enroll in a separate Medicare Part D plan that just covers drugs. That way of getting your coverage can be more expensive than Medicare Advantage. They both have pros and cons. There is not one perfect plan. If there was, we would tell everybody about it. Mm-hmm. But there is not one perfect plan, unfortunately.
And you and I might need different plans.
Exactly. Let's say, for example, I am looking at a plan that includes my provider. It covers my prescription drugs. I can afford the premium and the copays and the deductibles. Now, that's going to be a good plan option for me. But let's say I'm looking at a plan that I can afford that includes most of my providers, but it doesn't include all of my prescription drugs. But this is the plan I want to go with. What you can do is through your physician, you can request what's called an exception to get those prescription drugs covered by the plan that you're looking at enrolling in. So there are some ways to get that coverage. The one thing that you cannot do is basically advocate for your provider to participate if he or she is not participating in the plan. The provider signed contracts with the Medicare Advantage plans, and they agree to those contractual terms. And the providers can change throughout the year, and that's something we want people to know about. They can and do change.
So the best bet really is to call Minnesota Aging Pathways phone number, which is the former Senior Linkage Line.
The Senior Linkage Line, previously known as the Senior Linkage Line, now Minnesota Aging Pathways, is the federally designated, what's called the SHIP, the State Health Insurance Assistance Program. And we get a federal grant to provide Medicare counseling to Minnesota Medicare beneficiaries. We do not sell or market any products. We cannot promote or solicit any kind of businesses. We cannot promote insurance agents, for example. The one thing I do want to mention is there are a lot of really good insurance agents out there, and if you have an agent, they can also provide assistance to you with selecting a plan for 2026. But we cannot promote those type of either plans, specific plans, or agents. We have to be totally objective and unbiased. And that is a condition of our federal grant that we receive.
But that actually is also very helpful because you can help us whittle down what's best for each individual person.
Exactly. And we think that's a real positive to the service we provide.
Kelly Jo, I think you're a real positive. Thank you so much for your time today. Kelly Jo Greiner is the Medicare Programs Manager for the Minnesota Board on Aging. And again, if you want additional information on what we spoke of, please do call the Minnesota Aging Pathways at 1-800-333-2433 or go online to medicare.gov and then look for Plan Finder to get some additional information. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.